Cézanne met the ex-born painter Achille Emperrer, 1829 to 1898, not in the south of France, but at the Atelier Suisse, where they were both working on life studies. A penniless artist with an ungainly physique, Emperrer was helped by his fellow southerner on more than one occasion, and by painting this monumental portrait of him, Cézanne transformed the poor outcast into an heroic figure, in much the same way that Velázquez's paintings of dwarfs had done. The painting was refused by the selection committee of the Salon in 1870. At once naive, ingenuous, and theatrical, the work is a celebration of the character of the subject and of his pathetic fate. It was justly described by a mutual friend, Joachim Gasquet. A dwarf, but with a magnificent head, like one of Van Dyck's cavaliers, with a fiery soul and nerves of steel, with an iron pride within a deformed body. The flame of genius burns in a misshapen hearth, like a combination of Don Quixote and Prometheus. He, Cézanne, has painted an astonishing portrait of Emperrer, with a dwarf's heavy head standing out from red flowers of the upholstery, the legs too short to reach the ground, resting on a foot warmer. Wrapped in his robe, the slender figure has just come out of the bath. Emaciated, like a caricature, exasperated and overwhelmed with the effort of living, pathetic, the long hands dangling, his beautiful, pain-worn face appears to be attached to the armature of a tragic will. And above him, like an ironic label, Cézanne has inscribed in large letters the name Achille Emperrer. This work, part burlesque, part dramatic, is one in a series of portraits for which his relations were models. In one, his father is seen sitting in the same armchair as Achille Emperrer, reading L'Evènement. In another, his maternal uncle, Dominique Aubert, is fantastically dressed as a barrister or a monk, wearing an Arab cloak and a turban or a cotton cap.